Hello and welcome back to Media Munchies. I'm here with a special guest for episode 2. Like, that's in air quotes because I don't know anything about this podcast, as you might remember
from the past podcast.
Oh, exactly.
Because
it's Media Munchies, we call it a podcast. So, you know, like pot, weed. Okay, sorry.
That's a common thing on this show.
Yeah.
As you will notice.
We are stoners, and
yes.
But don't worry, we will have plenty of topics lined up. It's just a simple fact that we are high right now. But anyways, back to the introduction. Mm-hmm. So I'm here with a special guest, my friend. Would you like to introduce yourself? It's Logan, by the way. This is Logan speaking, and I'm here with my friend.
This is Gauri Srivasu, and for most people who find this hard, like, It's Laurie, you know, like L-A-U-R-I-E, but with a G.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's Gauri for me.
Yeah. Anyways.
I'm sorry, as you can say, I'm foreign.
Don't say that. I mean, you could say what you want,
hey,
sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just being myself, and this is how I am.
I just realized that we're talking pretty loudly, and
Oh, shit.
It's really interesting because we get loud when we're high. Nate has a calming presence.
Yeah.
Nate, who was on last week's episode, I have just realized that his voice was a lot quieter.
A lot so more professional.
The two of us were very loud. And
when we get into things, it gets a little...
Yeah.
We apologize in advance.
Yeah, especially when we're high.
Something I noticed Nate do last time is, like, address the fact that we're about 19 in Ontario, Canada, where weed is legal.
Oh, exactly. Oh, yes. Thank you so much for remembering that. Oh,
yeah.
That's great. Okay, weed is legal and we're doing legal things. Sorry, I just got a Snapchat notification from Mr. Stoner. That's my friend Matt. Anyways, just thought that would be funny to throw into this podcast.
Podcast, yes.
So yeah, anyways, we get so loud like this because we have a special friendship. Because we were roommates in first year university.
That is true.
Second year, moved into the same house. And we're currently in third year, experiencing...
Another year together.
And yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
we have a year more to go. Yes.
Okay, that's scary to think about, to be honest. Let's move past that one.
That is scary. We should not worry about that. But we were talking about travel.
Yes.
Travel and media. When you travel from a place.
What are you talking about? Are you high and stoned?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
High and stoned.
But
okay, so here's the thing. This episode will be to a certain particular, like, niche of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because not everybody will get this unless they have South Indian friends.
So true. But, like, I really like talking about niche things. Like, One Direction isn't exactly a niche, but the fandom, I would say that we're part of, like, a niche part of the fandom, which is, like, I mean, there's a lot of Larry fans, but there's a lot of Harry fans out there, and I feel like those are the most popular. So I feel like we're part of a more niche part of One Direction fandom, and we have some more niche sort of opinion. I don't know. I don't mean to sound pretentious here. But anyways, I really like talking about more niche things on podcasts because, like, it fills me with joy to hear, to just think, imagine that somebody is part of my niche. And that's why the Drag Race creators, like, content, people on YouTube who create content about Drag Race.
Right.
There's one channel that I watch who's a bit more niche and has more niche opinions, that just, it sort of makes me happy. Somebody named Yuki Lee and is, like, a smaller YouTube channel who does, like, reviews of the Drag Race episodes.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, I don't know, I like their opinions. I agree with a lot of their opinions, and it seems like more of a niche part of the Drag Race fandom, and seems like it's sort of a refreshing view because there's, like, more popular drama channels
right
for Drag Race,
of course.
I like to see those, but sometimes I like people who don't seem like sellouts.
Oh my god.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Oh my god.
No shade, because I do watch...
You might want to like cut this shit out.
Absolutely no shade, because I do watch more popular... Okay, maybe I'll cut this shit out, because like...
Yeah.
I do like a more popular Drag Race channel. Mean,
to be sorry, fair, this is called Media Munchies.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh god, this was supposed to be the India episode and we got way off track. But like, that's honestly, that's what people do, that and that's true. What we do.
That is true, and we love it. This is just how every podcast is. And from the next time, I'm probably just going to be the archer, and only people who watch Simple Ken will get this.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be the ghost that looms around and watches the great things that I hear people make. This is like a reference to the first episode. I was sitting in the background and laughing.
Yeah, because, with me and Nate.
Yeah, because this is so great to see so much heart put into something and it being made, you know?
That's just so sweet.
This is really cool, and I think this is going to go really well, and I have a lot of positive things for this.
I'm so glad to have a supportive friend.
No, but honestly, like, I really think this is a cool idea.
But I'm honestly so glad you could join me, because I feel like we have, like, good speaking chemistry, you know? we speak well together. And I love friends who are like that. I love just talking it out with a friend.
Yeah, I'm the emotional one, as you can see.
I seriously feel like... I'm in this together with you.
Right? I think that this is a good thing. I think this is a productive way of expressing your thoughts. Because we do consume content, and I think it's like, I think after being here and seeing the way the media is different here, like, I've been a little more respectful of the people that I look up to and what I consume, you know?
100%.
Because a lot of times people don't realize that the small things they do on a larger scale, you know, it's not always responsible. So absolutely. I think after coming here and comparing the accountability that you have here and how we like idealize people there, it's nice to see that there's more grounding media.
Yeah, honestly.
Right?
Yeah, I'm so glad that you say that.
It's a little humanizing. Yeah, that's what I thought was different when I came here. But when it came to sharing the media that I consumed and I thought was a little better compared to the bad, straight stuff that you know, propagandized in, like, India, I think. These ones are a little bit subtle and nice.
You mean like the movies you've shown me and also comedians you've shown me, which honestly, now this brings us to our main topic of the podcast.
Right.
Which is basically South India and South Indian things.
Yes.
And Gari's gonna be the main speaker on this.
Oh no.
Not the main speaker, but like we're gonna talk about things that she's shown me. So like this like
So, to give you a little bit of context, I think you have to realize that I've been places.
Yeah.
I've been places, but I'm mostly from Bangalore, which is in the south of India, in a state called Karnataka. And I grew up with a certain amount of South Indian influence, if you might say.
Absolutely.
I speak a lot of languages. But yeah, it's mostly English and a little bit of Spanish. And Tamil. Kannada.
See, no, she's underrating herself right now.
So
she's saying the one she knows the least first, but like you know Kannada and Tamil better than like Spanish, like, and Dutch, I would say, right?
Yes.
So come on. Like, she's absolutely underrating herself.
Yes, I am. I started with the little ones. When I said I knew something a little, I don't want to start with I know a
with
little
like the bragging like, ones.
But I know a little bit of Kannada. No, I know entirety of Kannada.
Oh my god. It's you know, cool. It's cool. Yeah, because
it's a lot of languages to smoosh down, but I've smooshed it down. So basically it's just English. But we love Ken.
Oh yeah. So here's some things we love from South India. Kenny Sebastian.
Yes, Kenny Sebastian is from Bangalore, who was a comedian in Bangalore. That's how I know him.
Yep.
I would not say that I knew him when he had a bad haircut.
No, you will not say that.
No.
Because would it be true? We don't know.
We don't know. There is no way to prove this.
No way. However, we did go to see him.
In Toronto. We saw him in Toronto, and it was great.
It was a great experience. I really liked his live show, but I think my favorite thing of his...
Yeah, okay.
Can I say it?
Okay, say it.
Sketchy behavior.
Oh my god!
Exactly. calm down.
I hate it when we have the same opinions. Like,
it's
really
so true.
Frustrating. Okay.
It's really frust.
It's really frust. Yeah, frust. Okay, this only we'll get. Yes.
So, yeah. Sketchy behavior is like a comedy sketch compilation. That makes it sound like a TikTok compilation, which
it's not.
It is not. So it's this movie, I guess. It's a comedy special. Comedy special.
It's a comedy special.
Of combined sketches. Oh my god, that took way too long to figure
out. Also, it's a thing that I like to laugh a lot, and so mostly we'll only be talking about mostly comedians.
Yeah, and funny things.
Yeah.
Funny movies and comedians. But anyways, we really like Kenny.
Yes.
And we really like
Sketchy Behavior.
And Kanan from Sketchy Behavior. Oh. He, honestly, in some of the sketches, he was just...
You know, I usually have to market things for Logan to watch something for a bit of time. This is the truth. But I have to do it. I'm being honest.
Hey.
I'm being honest. I've been trying so hard to get Logan to watch The Flash. But that's another.
And I watched an episode, okay? So you can't say anything, bro.
Yeah.
And I like Barry Allen. I like Barry Allen. Okay?
Like, oh my god. Finally,
we can say I like Barry Allen.
No, it's fine. We're not like, that's it. Cut. Different show. The Flash is a different show.
Yeah, we'll talk about The Flash later. Maybe after I've seen more episodes.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're getting off track.
Yeah, basically...
Kanan.
Kanan and Kenny are great together. And a part of me thinks that, you know, they know each other a little... Like, a little more than, you know, they've lived together and they've, like, been, like, they've been in love. They love each other. Hey. They support each other. Hey, I'm saying they're really, like, ride or die friends here.
Yeah, obviously.
Right?
And I really support their friendship and I love their friendship.
Yeah.
And to see them in Simple Ken as well, Kenny's podcast.
Yeah, I think their duo together is
their
probably one of the best.
Chemistry is really great, and we love to see it.
I used to think, as somebody who used to watch them a lot from the beginning, Kanan and Biswa, you know, the one on Simple Plan.
Yeah.
I used to think Kanan and Biswa were like the best together.
But
now I'm like, no.
Yeah, you have to say it's Kenny and Kanan.
It's Kenny and Kanan because they're just light and they make it very clear that this is just a part of them that people are listening to and it's a show. But still, you know, they are the best together.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. And
but, yeah, basically we love him and we love Sketchy Behavior too.
Yeah.
And Kanan, he, honestly, I watched some Kenny sketches. I think I watched the marijuana one.
Mm-hmm.
And
of course we watched the marijuana. Also, Kenny, low-key, like, everybody knows that all of these comedians smoke up. Because everybody, like, you cannot be a Bangalorean and not have smoked weed. Like, it's kind
of... You're calling Kenny out right now.
Yeah, because, oh my god, this dude is a comedian in like, the most uptight, stick-up-their-ass city.
But he's not...
You're
going
to be stoned.
That's why... And that's why he's not admitting to it either, because it is a stick-up ass city.
Yeah, you know? It is. I mean, we have to respect that. But also, I'd like to say that things are changing. And as somebody who's, like, lived in India for my adult growing years, in mm-hmm. Bangalore, I'd like to say. Yeah. But it's a lot chiller now.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a lot chiller now. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm so hungry. Sorry that you heard like a crunch before.
Also, this is...
It was chips. I love chips.
Also, this is media munchies. So you kind of had to be ready for the
munching. Because yeah. I do have the munchies. I'll try not to make it like ASMR, you know.
Yeah. Also, we're really into horoscopes together. Also, may I just point out that Kenny is a Capricorn. And that says a lot about me, but, you know.
Yeah. Honestly, I love that Kenny is a Capricorn. I think it gives him this intelligence. Sorry. I'm sorry for, like, being that astrology bitch. But anyways.
Moving on.
I love that Kenny's a Capricorn. Yes. And also, that's your type, isn't it?
Yeah. Capricorn. It might be a thing that I unconsciously attract.
Oh, but you know who's not a Capricorn. Okay, well...
Oh, this is what happens when you're trying to do a podcast with your roommate because you have so many inside things. You have
inside jokes and sometimes
and you then you can't. Have so much to cut, but you really don't want to cut. So this is a reminder for you to cut.
Oh, everyone's texting me back now that I'm in a podcast, but it's like, sorry, I'm busy. Anyways, sorry, just want to add that on.
Logan is busy, I might like to add. Logan is never home.
That shut the fuck up. We're cutting that shit out. We're cutting that shit out.
And Logan is busy. It's a good thing. Hey, you're productive.
Anyways.
Yeah. So Logan is busy. Don't cut that out. Logan is busy.
Don't say it again.
Logan is busy.
We have so
busy
much
to bacon. Busy bacon. Okay. Busy bacon was funny. Okay, you have to give it to me. That was a nice build-up, yo.
We're cutting out, like, at least a minute. Okay, I'm freaking out about how much we have to cut out. But anyways.
This can just be one of those really long, non-edited
podcasts. I don't want this to be non-edited, bro.
I'm the impulsive one, as you can see, because I'm a Leo fire sign.
I'm literally going to pause the recording. Okay, but anyways. So, our next topic, we talked about comedians we like. Oh, shout out, I don't have too much to say about him, but another comedian I really like is Veer Das, because his comedy is so, like...
Intelligent,
and he does a great job.
The thing about him is that he's traveled a lot, mm-hmm. And again, it brings to niche comedies, because mm-hmm. it, like, targets in on a very specific audience that travels a lot.
Yeah.
Right? And that have not... It's a luxury, and I should be thankful for it and acknowledge it. It's a privilege. So, that being said, his comedy is not only informative, it, like, has an insight into his life, but there's a little... overconfident schmuck attitude to it too.
I love it.
But it's a dorky, really nice, like, I'm the brown guy that everybody loves attitude. Like,
yeah.
Really overconfident North Indian. I mean, I have to call that out.
Isn't he North Indian? He's
from Mumbai. Right. But that being said, like I said, he's traveled a lot. He lived in Africa somewhere and also went to Delhi and lived in Ludhiana. So it's like he's been in a lot of places, and that's given him the comedy material that he has.
Yeah.
Which makes the target audience a little, like, lesser, because it's not going to get that many laughs. Ha ha ha. On cue,
but,
right?
Like, he does have a special on Netflix. It's very good.
That is true.
It's very good. Like, what's it called again? So
shit.
Anyways, we cut a bunch, but basically we were looking for the Veer Das comedy special from Netflix that we watched, and it was A Broad Understanding. So
yeah,
we're good.
He talks about his travel experiences and his life, and it's, like, really nice. It's very intellectual and very informative. For mm-hmm. sure.
But it's also very funny, so...
Yeah, it's really funny. He's like the intellectual, I hate to say it, but pretentious. kind of funny. But, yeah.
And yeah, and Kenny's a bit more self-deprecating, right? You know what I'm saying?
He humanizes himself. And he's, like, a more grounded person, I'd like to say. And I'd like to think that this is
But I really like them both for different reasons. You know what I'm saying?
I'd like to just point out this is mm-hmm. the contrast South Indian, North Indian.
Really?
This is the contrast.
Damn. Didn't even realize.
This is just it. Yeah, because that's just how, like...
But you know what?
Yeah.
I still like them both for different reasons.
They're pretty cool.
I vibe with both of them. Kenny, I would hang out with, though. Yeah. And that's just the vibe. Veer Das, I would admire him as a celebrity, but Kenny, I would want to hang out with.
Yeah.
So this is an invitation. Kenny, you're free.
Kenny, by the way, this is Gauri Srivasu.
Shut up.
Srivasu.
We're dropping names here.
Yeah, Srinath Srivasu. Oh, no, we're cutting this shit out.
Okay, fine. Anyways, so besides Veer Das, some other Indian content that you have shown me includes movies. So movies such as... Danush movies.
Oh yeah, I'm so proud of this one. You have no idea, I'm so proud. Actually, I saw this happen. I mean, I kind of, when I tell you I had to really market things, I really have to market.
No, it's not true.
But I was like, this is the last thing that you might like, because it's all like very self-deprecating again,
but it's
a common trend, but it's like the humble brown man stories, and like it's very South Indian, but he's like he's always like,
that's Charlie though. You're talking about Charlie here.
No,
and Charlie and VIP, maybe Mari. He
are you telling me he's not wearing the dhoti in Mari?
He's very cool in Mari.
He has swag in Mari.
But VIP, I would say the character has less swag because he's like supposed to be this unemployed schmuck, right?
Yeah.
But then a non-Danish movie, which is Charlie, is also, he's humble and he's a very nice guy. But Mari, like, he shows off.
Shows off a little. No, and you watched the Fakir, the...
Yeah. What was the
extraordinary? He's the brown schmuck. That's
I like, remember that.
I play with like fucking magic. I'm a con man.
Oh yeah,
magic,
he's a con
brown
man on the street.
Yeah.
Schmuck. Okay.
Yeah. See, that's just the vibe we South Indians get, and that's kind of sad. But also, we own that shit, okay? We like being the underdog.
That's true. And you know what? I love the underdog. You love the underdog.
I love the underdog.
That's
always it. Love the underdog. Yeah, so this is a very controversial opinion that you have that I'm going to bring up right now.
Which is
the fact that people don't kill them. They have no idea what they're talking about.
Hey, you know what? This is a valid opinion of mine.
The 1,000 billion fans will kill you.
I'm sure some people like Danush. I mean, I'm revealing it.
Oh, you didn't really...
I'm sure some people...
I was going to build it up, but okay, the reveal has been out.
I'm sure some people agree with me. I'm sure some people agree with me that I like Danush a bit better than Charlie, like the actor from Charlie.
Dulkar Salman. He's a Malayalam actor. So here's the thing. So you like the Tamil actor, Danush, and I am a bigger fan of the artistic expression.
But you know what?
Dulkar Salman. Okay, I kind of have to stand up for my boy here because...
I know. And I know the film is more like chill and indie, and I would say it's an underdog film.
It's an underdog film, and I don't know if it's an underdog film. I think it's a very artistic film. It's meant for people to know what it's like to live there. And not the fantasized, you know...
Version in mind. Yeah,
like it's a lot more grounding. which is something I really appreciate in the Malayalam movie industry.
Okay,
compared
yeah.
to the Tamil movie industry. I have to, like, give credit there. It's a lot more natural.
Yeah, I can see how that is
better. But you like the...
Because it's
you,
fun.
Yeah, Dhanush is...
I'm sorry.
Dhanush is more, like, catchy and yeah. fun and, like, nice.
But, however...
To fantasize about.
Can I just say, I did keep up with the movie, Charlie. Bro.
Yeah, oh my god. Okay, can we just talk about this? Yeah. I'm so proud of this. This made me feel like I have officially been a part of Logan's life.
Yeah.
Because we were trying to watch an Indian movie together with our other housemates. So,
yeah.
Bro. The movie was Charlie, and I might say it's mostly Malayalam with very little French and English. Very little.
Mm-hmm.
Very little. Of course, there were subtitles, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But when most people...
But also the story is a bit complicated.
The story is complicated, and it's a great movie. And also, like, when most people couldn't keep up with the movie, it's that their brain rejects things that are not familiar, right?
Right.
When she says she can't keep up with the subtitles,
mm-hmm.
the brain is already rejecting it because...
Right. I know what you mean.
You're a little more used to it.
Like, I don't like, want to say, like, I'm better in any...
Yeah, but to be fair, you would. You, like, kept up and... I think by now you know some, like, familiar words.
Not really.
Yes.
The only word I know is okay. from, like, Mari's
song. There is going to be a test right now.
No, I don't know them.
That'll prove that Logan knows certain words that, like, they understand the flow of the language without really having to understand what exactly the word means.
No.
This is to
she's
prove...
She's overestimating this is, my this is, abilities.
This is
I
the,
hate to say
this
it.
This is the familiarity thing. I will tell you. Okay.
Yeah?
What does this sound like? Amma.
Like,
yeah.
I know what that is.
What is it?
It's mother, right?
Yeah, we say
mom,
that a lot.
Like, yeah.
In a lot of movies. And I bet...
That's not that difficult to know.
Yeah, but it's familiarized you. Okay, let's try an actual sentence this time.
Okay, and I won't know this.
We'll see. Nale matar tini.
I have no idea, bro.
Nale matar tini.
I don't know.
I'll talk tomorrow.
I don't know these things.
Of course you do. You always know when I, like, you understand the tone when I talk to
my... Oh, maybe on the phone, but, like,
yeah.
I think without the context, maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not gonna, like, pretend I know anything.
No, but you do. They were able to keep up so well.
And I'm not trying to be humble here. Like, I don't know how I'm coming off right now, if
no,
I'm coming off as, like...
They're just underestimating what they were doing. It's a lot, like, it's a majorly Malayalam-speaking movie, and a lot of people who are from South India find it hard to keep up with Malayalam. It's a hard freaking language.
Right.
And it's not, like, freaking easy. It's like, they say one sentence, it's, like, for 2 minutes. Right?
Yeah, I remember.
But they were keeping up so well because they want to know the culture, and it takes patience and like effort, and also, like,
this
honestly,
episode is just my friend hyping me up.
I'm not hyping anybody up.
Like, this should be your podcast. I don't want to, like, put this out as my podcast because it's gonna seem conceited. Because it's like, yeah, my friend hypes me up on my podcast. It's our podcast now. You're officially part of it. You're officially a host of Media Munchies. I cannot be the main host. I can... Woo!
No,
sorry.
You can't be. Oh my god,
I'm
please.
Just... I'm
stop.
I'm like...
This is called
overthinking
this
and
is
being
over,
paranoid.
This is over... This is what I put up with every time Logan takes a break. Oh, fucking... Smoking. Yeah. Okay, disclaimer,
it was just one
people.
Day.
People, disclaimer. Don't do this. Like, enjoy the hype the weed gives you.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, don't deprive yourself just so you would get back your tolerance.
Hey, no,
I'm
you can't
calling
do that.
Somebody
you can't
out.
Do that.
I'm calling people out. I mean, it feels great and all, but then you feel like. You're, like, self-deprecating, and I really love
no.
it. We only enjoy that in comics, but
maybe
not...
Maybe that's the weed talking. Maybe it's the mango weed.
Oh! Ooh! Are we moving on to the next best thing?
Okay, but I wanted to talk about the songs from the movie. Okay, but we'll just talk about the weed.
Okay, we can talk about the songs of the movie.
No, weed first. And I have a good transition. I just thought of a good one. See, this is what you got to do as a comedian. All right, so...
Oh, and can I just say Logan's great at callbacks? Like, out of nowhere, just to get me interested in things, Logan makes callbacks and associations.
Yeah, to the Flash. Just,
yeah. And then I'm like, I'm a part of it now.
Yeah, because I'll be watching something that I like, and I'll be like, oh, like Hannibal or something. So I'm showing Gary Hannibal, and to make Hannibal seem more interesting, but like Hannibal's very interesting, and you agree now.
I agree that the script is beyond amazing. And I think it's for a specific audience again, and I'm not trying to sound like this snobbish bitch, but people who are not queer will not understand this.
Oh, thank you so much. I vibe with that. Yeah.
People who are not queer, I don't think you should be watching this. Not because it's like, okay, I think you should definitely watch it, but...
Yeah, watch it.
Watch it with a queer friend who's going to explain to you what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
Because if anybody, for one more time, online, I haven't actually not discussed this in front of Logan, but whenever online I see people say Hannibal is into women, and he's a womanizer, I'm laughing at their face. I'm like...
I laugh at their face, too.
I'm like, woman, Jesus Christ, it's literally like, the men are in love, leave them alone, like... Yeah. Yes, he's a cannibal, sadistic person, but he's in love. And all is fair
In love and war.
In love and war, all is fair in love and war.
Wow, thank you so much. I really appreciate that because I honestly agree so much. I think Hannibal has pros and cons. And I think the thing about Hannibal, we're not saying like it's only for queer people. It's just like it's got really subtle queer references. And I worry sometimes that straight people are going to misinterpret it. And I'm not going to blame it completely on straight people because...
I think you're a little less forgiving than I am.
I think I'm the same amount.
I have a problem because I think now as a person who had to be closeted, you know, for a really long time, I feel like now as a queer open person, I feel like it's my job to tell you and make you aware of the subtext so that there can be content... Yeah. That can be openly gay and people don't have to be like, oh, we're gonna be shut down about it and pretend like it doesn't exist because it's a long way to go.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And I don't want to not see that before, right? Like, I want this to change by in like 4 years, 5 years. I mean, we're scared of a fucking virus when we're literally bleeding the earth dry.
Mm. Yeah.
We can't be nice and kind to each other, so when we can live a quality life. That's just sad.
You're getting so deep into this.
Like, these are the ways you can educate people of queerness. And if you miss opportunities like this, it's so hard because you're, in a way, depriving somebody who doesn't have to fight longer, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if I had somebody... saying things like this to me when I was watching shitty, straight, toxic, overly masculine content.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody had told me there was another way, I would have picked the other way sooner.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, and I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying you learn to expect more from the people you see when you consume media. You become more socially aware.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, and I think this is something I've only, like, fully understood after, like, coming here.
Yeah, honestly, and Hannibal's good. Well, obviously, because it has a very obvious scene, right? Oh, okay, I can't spoil it for you, because we're watching season 3 right now. Yeah, I can't spoil it, but it has an obvious scene, and then it has a sort of ambiguous scene at the end.
I think they're all pretty obvious, to be very frank. At this point, I can see it before it comes.
Yeah, I'm just concerned because there's some people who think they're not gay. Or, like, Hannibal's the only gay one. And it's, like, a bit concerning sometimes.
Also, what like, just because you do not see... The thing is, this is all fictional characters, right?
Yeah.
So, even if people do assume that a part of their... fiction and fantasy is gay, it should be okay.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be questioned in, like, the fact that you can't see it shouldn't be the way to question it online. Because I've seen that a lot. They're like, he can't be gay, you're sleeping around with women. Yeah. Just because you sleep around with women, it does not, like, sexuality is a lot more complex.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I'm sad to hear, honestly, that there's fans who think
it's, yeah, I think that's the thing with the media, unfortunately, with places where they are not completely openly gay.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get content that are,
yeah,
queer friendly. And I'm actually really happy, you know, calling back to, like, Ken and Kannan, the fact, yeah, that, you know, there was an interview where Ken is like, they're like, oh yeah, you have a lot of girls hitting on you. And then he's like, yeah, men too. Acknowledge the men. The men too. Like, stop, yeah, assuming people are straight.
Yeah.
Like, no.
For somebody like that to call out heteronormativity,
yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to change
perceptions.
Yeah, and especially when you're showing them shows, and really good, well scripted shows like this, mm-hmm, I think it can have bigger impacts.
Yeah.
So they're more understanding of.
So that's why I think Thomas watching Hannibal is very good.
Yes, Thomas. Shout out to Thomas. Oh my god. Yeah, Thomas Matthew. Okay. See, I've known the kid since, like, we were in high school together.
Mm-hmm.
When I came back from Netherlands, this guy was literally my volleyball partner. So he's taken a lot of balls for me, like, in the face. Wink, wink.
We might have to cut that one out, depending wink, wink, on how you really feel about Thomas Matthew.
No, I really love the kid. I really like him. He's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really nice guy. And he's South Indian. And his name is Thomas Matthew. Can we talk about that? That is such a white name.
Hey! Now we're insulting him on...
No, we're not insulting him. I love him. Look, this is what it's like to be friends with me, okay? I'm hyperman for specific people.
Aw, I love that. I honestly love it so much.
I'm not always this nice, you guys, okay?
Oh my god, we have this little cloth in here and it smells so strong because somebody puts essential oils on things. It's like, are you trying to cure the coronavirus with these
essential oils? Oh, I'm getting called out. So my mom is a big believer in oils, Ayurvedic oils. So this is eucalyptus oil found in Nilgiri Hills in Bangalore.
Hell yes.
Found right there. And this...
Number one advertiser for Bangalore. Like...
It's so loud, girl.
Hey, I'm a number one advertiser to Amsterdam too.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah, and one day we'll talk about Amsterdam.
Yeah. And all the music that come out. Because there's like Coldplay and Venga Boys and even ABBA, you know, used to play music related to Amsterdam.
Oh my god, I love it.
Okay, that's another show.
Yeah, anyways.
Yeah, anyways. So this is the Indian episode. Essential oils, yes, Indian episode. Yeah, so this is the Nilgiri Taila. And
I feel like we have ADHD for sure. The amount of times we jump around these topics.
Also, we're...
Like, it's both of us, too. It's
also,
both of us.
Also, we're just, like, really high.
Yeah, that's too. That's
okay, true. I'm not always this happy. Wow. There's some serious problem. We need to...
Anyways, but I just wanted to talk about one of my favorite parts of the Indian movie. So we went from favorite part of South Indian culture that I've been shown,
mm-hmm,
which is movies, and then within that, movie music. That is right.
Right, movie music.
Especially Danush, because love him. So I love all the music from Mari.
Which was your first favorite Danush song?
We know. It was Rowdy Baby.
It was Rowdy Baby?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's the most recent one.
Yeah, from Mari 2.
Yeah, from Mari 2. And then Logan Loves Things from Mari 1 as well.
Yeah, like, Danu, Danu, Danu.
Oh my god, this is great.
But I think I liked Mari 2 a bit better. Is that controversial? No,
that is controversial.
Oh shit,
Because it's a sad ending, right? Like, the first one leaves you a little bit, like, hopeful, and then has a little bit of male arrogance too, you know?
Remember when Mari was like, women's rights, I saved you.
Yeah, we need to talk about that. about how sometimes men think it's cool to... I mean, I'm not that I'm being the critical person here, mm-hmm. but talking about media awareness and...
Yeah, yeah, of course.
You know, being more aware, I'd like to also see that that I'm calling out the disadvantages in a movie like that, because mm-hmm. it's a lot of, you know, over-masculine testosterone filled.
Yeah, yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, it's not realistic, it's not wise, and we definitely should not increase people's violence and distraught by promoting things like this. But... to be fair, it's fantasy, and in fantasy, things can fly. So, if you look at that argument, Mari was great.
Yeah.
But that being said, like, I don't appreciate men talking for women.
Yeah.
That's not, like...
Absolutely.
That's not you being feminist, but yeah, that's all I have to say on that. It's a great movie, though.
And I'm really sad that his wife died.
Yeah.
Can I just say that?
Because she was a cool character.
Because she was such a cool character, yeah. And she was a really badass female character.
Yeah, and like dying for the man, really, like...
This and is, didn't he have a son, too?
This is like 2018, you guys. Like, this movie was released 2018.
Yeah.
I think we should have been a little more, as an audience...
You know. But I feel like that's the only problem I have with Mari, too.
Yeah.
Mari won.
Also, can I just say,
I
this
like.
Is the most underrated thing, but people won't talk about it. Mm-hmm. Can we just talk about Danish's body? In the fight scene.
Oh, my God. No, we can't.
In the fight
this
scene.
This is not that kind of podcast. We're cutting that out. I don't want to talk about Danish's body.
No, I have to tell you, it was a good scene. It was nicely shot and probably well animated. I have to say.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
I have to say, it was well shot. The mirrors and the colors and the glasses. Mm-hmm. Good job. It's like a lot of Chennai culture because they live near the sea. So they have a lot of sand.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of sand. It's very realistic. A lot of sand glass mills.
Right, right.
So it's very realistic. And
what fight scene is this?
I think this is the first one. No, this is the second one. This is after the kid goes and sees... He names his kid after his best friend.
Oh, yeah.
After that, the Thanos, the Lord of Death.
I don't remember much of the second movie, to be honest.
Yeah, so... Yeah, and the first one is like pet loving and it's damn cute, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I like the first one. And it's awesome. Yeah. And VIP 1 and VIP 2 also.
I've only seen one VIP though.
You have watched 2. You watched
no, no, no. I didn't. I only watched VIP 1.
You watched
I'm VIP single 2. And I'm younger. I did not watch VIP 2.
Oh, can I just say something controversial here?
Yeah.
VIP 2 is better than VIP
1. Okay, well, we're going to watch VIP 2, but we're also going to watch Patas.
Yes! Patas!
I really want to watch Patas.
Patas is like a lot of Tamil and I think you're ready for it.
And my favorite song from that, even though I haven't watched it, is Chill Bro.
Also, can we just talk about one thing before mm-hmm. we segue?
Oh my gosh.
Because like, I saw the segue coming, didn't I?
Yeah.
Shit.
Chill Bro? Patas?
Yeah, before Patas, the song Why This Color Very Deep.
Oh my God!
Can I just say it's funny because that's how you get people into watching the Danish's movies.
Cause but you didn't even show me that first. You showed me Mari first.
Yeah, I did show you Mari first. But that's how you'd usually... Because it's
got a lot of English in it. And yeah. it's probably funny to English people.
Yeah, it is. And like, not the best classy way to do it, but definitely do it. Because he's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know he's joking. His thin, squarly character can't really mean any harm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
But besides that, Patas?
Yes.
We're gonna watch. And I really like Chill Girl. And I think, to be honest, it's the best stoner song. Because the rest of them are also hype, you know?
Yeah. I have to make Logan listen to... There's a lot of good media out there.
For stoners?
For stoner, like, calmer music. I haven't made the best effort, but now that I know that Logan's into this, I will...
Yeah, okay, so that's what we're gonna do next. And maybe we'll talk about that on a future episode.
Oh my God.
I'm really enjoying this, to be honest. I'm really enjoying making a podcast. I feel like this one has been very good because we've talked for 56 minutes. Can you believe that?
Also, this is a podcast. This is supposed to be this long.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I will be cutting some, obviously. But
so it would probably be like 45 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm sure there's 15 minutes of crap in here.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
We're silly sometimes.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I'm happy about this because we have good chemistry.
Yeah.
And now I know I can invite you back on the show. No, I mean, I'm just kidding. You'd always be invited back on the show.
No, you know, you were testing me, huh?
Well, I have to test everyone. I mean, wow. I'm not saying,
I'm honored,
like,
though, that
a shorter one wouldn't be like that, because to be honest, the Nate one was great because we had such a good plan. This one is very ADHD. It was impulsive and ADHD, but to be honest,
Did you have fun making it?
I had so much fun.
That's the whole point. See, the name of the show is chill, man. It's, okay, maybe I'm just wishing it to be this way too much. Also, this is Logan's baby, so I'm not gonna come up with this.
I love it.
But I agree that sometimes your very serious audience would like a change with a slightly neurotic one.
Yeah. To be honest.
The slightly neurotic impulsive one.
To change it. Oh my god. I love it. To change it up and for it to not be the same every week. It's like good. It's honestly. Yeah, I'm loving it.
Yeah.
The Nate one was good. Serious. On topic for most of it, I would say. And this one is like wild, as we already said. But I love it. I'm so glad that we got so much. And yeah. I really think that changing up the guests and changing up the vibes and changing up the sort of atmosphere and like energy, because like the Nate one was chill and then this one is like, wow. And then maybe we'll have another planned one. Who knows? Having that, I think it really...
Yeah, I'm a little more impulsive. I apologize, but I will be here supporting you and cheering and being like the weird fan groupie that's like, ooh, fan number one.
Oh, and I love it. I love it. And
I'm the...
I love how excited about this we are. I hope people appreciate this. But anyways.
Also, thanks for all the love. And like, if you listen this far, like, great job, you guys. You really love us.
Gari's preparing for fans. This is Leo behavior.
This is it. No, I'm serious because I see this becoming a thing.
Oh my god.
Because
I love your optimism so much. Because, it inspires me.
Because I'm like, look, if you're talking about things that you're happy about and people also like what you're talking about, it's fine. And if they don't, then this is something that you made for yourself and then you get to keep it. And then you get to treasure it. So it's really like nobody else's validation. Because I'm pretty sure people think we're pretty cool.
Okay?
We're talking about weird and great foreign stuff.
I love the confidence. And you work it. You work it. Honestly, I'm just going to say it. She works the confidence.
I'm not always like this, you guys.
Okay. But anyways, on that note, I feel like
Can I just call back to one last thing?
Yeah.
We're the new Kenyan Gunnan.
We are not. We're not going to go that far. We're not going that far.
I'm going that far.
Oh my god. I would love to be. That could be a life goal for me, to be a Kenny and a Kanan, because I love comedy and
they're laughing, they're just living their life.
I want to be like that, so we're gonna say we aspire to be Kenny and Kanan.
Yeah, that's a good
but I that's also the modesty, like, confidence.
That's the modesty that I need in my life, because honestly I can be a handful and Logan is the only one that can like manage
you know
me
what
at this point.
We can balance
earth sign
we
earth
can balance
sign
each
fire
other
sign.
Out yeah. It's funny because I have an earth, sun, fire, moon, and then you have a fire, sun, earth, moon. So you know what? We balance each other out.
Yeah, we're kind of perfect.
We sure are.
We're kind of perfect.
So.
We are. Okay.
We'll for sure be back.
Yes.
The two of us. I mean, I'll be back with this project.
Yes.
Have some different guests, but also have some same guests because I love it. Anyways,
this is probably not going to be posted, but I'm hoping you keep this.
Yes, it will be posted.
No.
See, you're preparing for fans? Oh, now you're backing out. You're backing out. No. But anyways, this has been Logan and
Gauri.
And this has been another episode of Media Munchies.
Yeah, we love
you. We don't have a song, but... Yeah.
But it's if it could be, Kenny, we're stealing. It's time for my cheese.
No, we can't steal for Kenny. My
cheese.
Shut up.
Yeah, bleep, that's funny. Bleep. We don't want this to be
no
taken
copyright.
Down.
No copyright.
Yeah, sorry.
But anyways, oh
but
God.
We'll come up with some really cool. Like Logan plays amazing music, and I'm
I'm not gonna play music on this.
No, like that could be like an intro song to your part. Cast.
We'll have to see.
Something about smoking.
Oh, yeah.
Grab your media. Okay, but I don't want to be, like, too cringy, you know?
It's not going to be cringy. Why are you setting up for failure?
Simple Can is simple. The Simple Can song is simple, so it's, like...
It's perfect. So you will find your perfect.
I'll find something simple like that, but have too many lyrics because I feel like... Yeah, anyways.
Yeah, it'll be your thing. And then,
it'll be my thing.
And then you will have a great intro because... I think this works. Okay.
All right. So on that note, we're gonna sign off.
Bye.
Bye.